From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster.
You're very welcome, and we're glad you've joined us on our Bible broadcast. We're turning, as usual, to the Gospel of Mark. That's what has been occupying our thoughts over the last few weeks. And we're going to look today at a very special subject. When you read the Bible, you are given an opportunity to enter into that most private of all activities of our Savior, Him in conversation with His Heavenly Father. So join with us then. Make sure you have your Bible to hand. We'll be looking at Mark chapter 1, and I want you, please, to follow with us. But before we read the Bible, let's have some gospel music, and it's a man. We've had him once before on the program. Let's hear him, Frank Boggs.
What He ever to you will be.
Stranger of Galilee, may he be no stranger to you, my dear friend, but may you know him as your personal friend and Savior, for he is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, and we'll read from the verse 35 of the chapter 1. The verse 35 of the chapter 1. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out, that is, the Saviour, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee. And he said unto them, Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. May God bless his word to our hearts. Our subject then is the Lord Jesus Christ at prayer. May a hush descend upon our souls as we look at this subject this morning. Nothing surely could and should inspire more awe and reverence within us as we observe the Lord Jesus at prayer. Let me read you some comments on this portion. They're comments made by a former Bishop of Liverpool. Indeed, he was the first Bishop of Liverpool and a wonderful Bible preacher, J.C. Ryle. He speaks of Christ in prayer. When he was baptized, we are told that he was praying, Luke 3:21. When he was transfigured, we are told that as he prayed, the fashion of his face altered, Luke 9:29. Before he chose the 12 apostles, we are told that he continued all night in prayer to God, Luke 6:12. When all men spoke well of him and would fain have made him a king, we are told that he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Matthew 14:23. When tempted in the garden of Gethsemane, he said, Sit ye here, while I shall pray. Mark 14:32. In short, our Lord always prayed and did not faint. Sinless as he was, he set us an example of diligent communion with his Father. His Godhead did not render him independent of the use of all means as a man. His very perfection was a perfection kept up through the exercise of prayer. We ought to see in all this the immense importance of private devotion. If he who was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners thus prayed continually, how much more ought we who are compassed with infirmity? If he who found it needful to offer up supplications with strong cryings and tears, how much more needful it is for us who in many things offend daily. What shall we say to those who never pray at all in the face of such a passage as this? There are many, it may be feared, in the list of baptized people, many who rise up in the morning without prayer, and without prayer lie down at night, many who never speak one word to God, are they Christians? It is impossible to say so. A praying master like Jesus can have no prayerless servants. The spirit of adoption will always make a man call upon God. To be prayerless is to be Christless, godless, and on the high road to destruction, Those are very true words, my dear friend, and I endorse entirely what the old godly bishop had to say. Oh, I tell you today, we cannot be Christians if we do not pray. And by prayer I mean what Jesus, our Saviour, engaged in. It says he went out a great while before day unto a solitary place, and there prayed. He didn't merely mumble a few words with his mind set on other things, but he went apart, went alone, getting up early in order to avoid interruption from others, and sought the Lord. Prayer shows that we have links with heaven. Prayer shows that we have interests in heaven. Do you pray, my dear friend? Do you pray? It's interesting also that the Savior, because he prayed, was well acquainted with his Father's will. When the disciples came following him to the place where he was praying, they had to search for him. They said to him, "All men seek for thee." The miracles he had performed the evening before naturally had attracted a lot of attention. And the apostles thought, well, here's an opportunity for you really to make inroads amongst the people. But he said, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also." Verse 38. He turned his back on Capernaum and pressed on to other towns to preach. He knew that was God's will. He knew that's what his Father would have him to do, because he had been in prayer. And let us also notice one other thing. As a result of praying, power attended the Savior's ministry. It says that he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Verse 39. He who prays has power with God. I would urge upon you today to seek God in prayer. And if you're not saved, don't you know that salvation comes to the one who prays? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May you call today. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.